the rest of the story. It had been a lovely evening. It had been a wonderful evening. The first-class lounge on the SS Manhattan had been alive with laughter and song. Tomorrow, the opulent ocean liner would dock at Bremerhaven. The festivities would continue. Spirits were high. It was in this effervescent mood, encouraged by an ever-so-slight excess of champagne, that young Eleanor Jarrett returned to her stateroom that night. She was just reaching out for the doorknob, in fact, when she encountered Mrs. Ada Sackett, an acquaintance on the voyage. Mrs. Sackett was aghast. She told Eleanor, "Why, you look terrible." The younger woman replied that in all of her life she'd never felt better. "Just the same," began Mrs. Sackett. Well, she didn't finish the sentence. Instead, she put one arm around Eleanor's waist, led her into the stateroom. The assistance was unwelcome. Eleanor protested accordingly, but she deposited herself on the bed, after which Mrs. Sackett admonished, "Now stay there. I'm calling for a nurse and the ship's doctor." And smiling, Eleanor drifted off to sleep on the soft pillow. She had no intention of going anywhere, and moments later she was blissfully unconscious. Only upon awakening in an aching fog the following morning did Eleanor learn the rest of the story. You see, Eleanor Holm became Eleanor Holm Jarrett upon marrying popular singer Art Jarrett in 1933. She was only 19, and yet already she'd led an exciting and glamorous life. At 16, she was invited to become a Ziegfeld Follies girl, and shortly thereafter, she was awarded a $500 a week motion picture contract with Warner Brothers. She studied drama with Clark Gable's first wife, partied with the Hollywood elite. Her beauty and her charm and her talent opened doors that few young women could even budge ajar. But then, at the height of her own popularity, age 22, she took an ocean cruise. The adventure she anticipated on the other side of the Atlantic ought to have been the greatest and most successful of her life. But then, after socializing with other passengers the night before docking in Bremerhaven, she was discovered in a state of pleasant inebriation, and at once her fondest dream was dead. For you see, the principal talent of the beautiful and talented Eleanor Holm Jarrett was swimming. For 4 years, the world records in the 100-meter and the 200-meter backstroke belonged to her. And now, in 1936, she was favored to retain her status at the Olympic Games in Berlin. Many considered it a mission back then for the Americans to vanquish Hitler's super racers, but instead, it was a girl from the Netherlands who won the gold in Eleanor's strongest event because Eleanor was not even permitted to compete. I said Eleanor was not even permitted to compete. It will be difficult for us to imagine today, 6 decades later, now when the specter of drugs and even violence cast long shadows over international athletic competitions, and yet competitors are allowed to compete anyway. But once upon an Olympics, America's hopes for a gold medal in swimming were dashed when the competitor favored to win, Eleanor Holm Jarrett, was banished from the Olympic team for sipping champagne. And now you know the rest of the story.